This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hello?
Ahoy.
What it do?
Hey!
What's up? What is up? A little clunky.
I was waiting for more scores. That was riveting. I was on the edge of my seat. I paid for the whole thing, but I only needed the edge.
Yeah, it was a little clunky there, but we're going to blame Jason Swigart on that. It's usually his fault. So we're here. Hi.
We are here.
What are you guys doing?
A little late. A little late, but we're here.
How about that? They pulled that out.
Yeah. Well, I think A&M went like 2-for-18 down the stretch, and Oregon can hit free throws. So there you go.
I did not watch all of it, admittedly, but I did see a lot of it, particularly in the first half. And I am here to report to you, if you want a 5-second post-game show.
I would love it, because we just had a half-hour post-game show that was riveting.
Well, here's 5 seconds more.
All right.
Those are the same exact teams, Oregon and Texas A&M.
Okay.
That's the same team.
And it was until the free
it's
throws
the same
at the
team.
End.
Yeah. Right. And they play 10 times. That's probably 6-4, 5-5. And I don't want to watch it.
The Duckies, 6-0, and soon to be ranked.
Yeah.
So they finally beat someone.
Well, they play San Diego State tomorrow.
Yes.
And San Diego State beat Creighton today. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that.
They looked pretty good. So
they knocked off the 21st-ranked Creighton Blue Jays. So your Duckies, your Ducks,
my Ducks,
should be ranked next week.
Yeah. Look at this. We're a basketball school now.
Well, it is a... I don't think there's a freshman really anywhere to be found. It is an upper-class team. A lot of transfers, and I think Shellstad and maybe Biddle are the only two like homegrown guys.
Can I give you another little tidbit on Texas A&M?
Please. I'm dying for more A&M tidbits.
Yeah. Well, they're one of the most experienced teams in college basketball.
Well, suck it. Their experience sucks. How about that? Sucks to suck.
So, nice win by the Duckies. Let's move on. Now, you may be wondering if the college football playoff rankings are out, but they are not.
No.
This is one of those days where they're waiting for between tournament games.
Yes.
So, it's going to be about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour.
Because later tonight, we got Rock Chalk against the Duckies.
Let's go. Great game.
Yes.
Not to bring it back to college hoops, but Kansas Duke.
We're all college hoops today.
Hey, I have a nugget. Now I've got a pregame
you
show.
You've gone post to pre, everything in between.
Here is your Kansas.
ITN is coming. Is there anything you can't do?
No, the answer to that is no. But here is the Kansas Duke pregame show in 5 seconds.
Okay.
Tonight's game is in Vegas. Kansas is the number one team in the country. Duke is ranked 11. This is the first time in history that a number one ranked team has been an underdog to a team outside of the top 10.
Get right the hell out of town.
Thank you so much.
That is a fun little nugget.
That's my pregame
show.
I like it. Everybody enjoy the game. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dookie, with God knows what.
Dookie minus 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because they're damn good. Mm. They got a lot of freshmen, but they're really talented. Yeah.
That Cooper Flagg guy.
Have you seen him yet?
Yeah, I watched him when he played the first one there. Who were they playing?
They played Kentucky and they played Arizona.
I watched the Kentucky game. That's the one. And he had a nice game. It's just that he had like the two really bad turnovers down the stretch.
Yeah.
But he was dominant until that point.
Well, he's a freshman.
Yes.
And I think the other two key guys at Duke are freshmen, so they're very inexperienced. Meanwhile, Kansas is the most experienced team in all of college basketball. So that's the interesting part of that matchup, too. But Duke is just loaded with talent.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's a nice night for college hoops because you got Kansas-Duke. You got Auburn-Carolina. That's 4-12. Carolina had the big comeback. And then I think you get, 9 Alabama versus number 6 Houston. So it's a nice little night for if you like the college hoops.
Would you like an Alabama-Houston pregame show?
I will.
Thank you so much.
Just give it to me all.
That is a matchup of top 5 offense versus top 5 defense.
Yeah.
At least so far.
I did not know that.
Houston, obviously, the defense, and Alabama, the offense.
The other fun fact, the only college basketball fact that I will bring you is I find it hilarious that Duke, in their bitchy, whiny coach, UConn, lost again today. which I found.
Are they the new Duke?
Hilarious.
Have you just turned UConn into the new Duke?
I'm not going to lie.
Without even knowing it.
Without even knowing it. Look, here's my thing. When you win, it's like people just, you naturally gravitate to disliking them. And I don't dislike UConn during this run, but they are a blue blood. They have, I mean, they even say they run college basketball. But Hurley has really started to, I think, grasp the mantle of the most hated coach in America. He is beyond insufferable.
Yeah, so they lost to Colorado?
Yeah, they lost to Colorado, 72-73.
Good.
And just with each passing press conference and the more I hear from that guy, it makes me root against him more and more. And I am starting to turn a lot of my Duke hate north.
Okay.
I'm turning it up into Connecticut.
I love that for your journey.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, to be honest with you,
a lot of hate out of you.
I don't think a lot about Duke anymore. They just kind of, I'm like, yeah.
Well, come on. They're still hateable. I mean,
I know.
They got the white freshman. They got the new cocky, young, handsome coach.
I got plenty of hate for him. But until Duke starts winning more national titles, I'm like, well, go away.
Yeah.
I can focus my hatred up on UConn now.
All right, you guys, we got some sports. We got to get to some sports.
But
we are at In the News time, I think.
You guys ready? We are. It is right here.
It's ready for ITN?
Oh, well, I'm ready.
Are you a punk?
Am I a punk?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to define punk, like, because punk can be like a punk rocker or a punk as in you're a tool.
Let me ask you this. Are you punk?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I'm not punk rock.
Well, if you are punk...
Don't you have to have, a mohawk or something for that?
Your Super Bowl has arrived.
To have, guyliner and all that?
That story next. But let's go to, I think Buck's ready. Are you ready? Are you okay in there?
Hey, we're good to go.
Are you sure? We're getting some negative texts on the...
The way we just kind of came into our show messed with the Odyssey app, potentially.
No way.
And, your camera was frozen on the YouTube stream, so I had to reboot everything.
An Odyssey station.
We should be flying now.
We just had some guests in here, and we were showing them around, and I told them, they were like, oh, wow, that's really nice. They showed them the studio, and they're like, oh, that's really nice and spacious. That's way better than I thought. She said, I used to go to the old studios, win tickets or whatever, and you guys were broadcasting out of a phone booth. And I told her, I said, that's true, but I'm telling you, these new studios don't hold a candle, technology-wise, to the old analog studios.
Yeah.
They were way better, and they sounded way better, and nothing ever went wrong.
Yeah, welcome to technology.
Now everything goes wrong. Everything's new, and it's haywire.
Apparently, the moment we went on the app, it went right to commercial.
You see what I mean? That wouldn't have happened in our old phone booth studio in
you had to
McAdam.
Press a lot of buttons, but now...
When the little switcher tossed us over from the Oregon game to our show, it... confused to the app.
The olden days.
Someone's bringing up an interesting point here, though. What if Dan Hurley and Kenny Dillingham got in the same room? Would their energy cause spontaneous combustion?
Well, I would like to remind you that Dan Hurley has a brother named Bobby Hurley.
Yes.
Who is quite insufferable himself.
Yeah.
And they grew up together.
Boy.
So.
You want to talk about a pair of brothers that I don't want to be in the same room with. That makes the Harbaugh brothers seem like the most rational human beings on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, they look nice compared to those two.
Harbaugh, by the way, was fun last
night. That's great.
18 million people tuned into that.
Nice guys, those Harbaughs.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. But anyway, I think Buck's ready to go, and we'll do In the News next. Here he is with SportsCenter.